This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline. Well, things are warming up, and it's time to start thinking about the high country. And one of my favorite ranges in Arizona is the Matazels. Now, it's spelled Mazazal, but locals pronounce it Matazal. And there's a great loop that you can do as a two-night backpack, one night if you really feel like pushing it. The Barnhart and Y-Bar Basin trails make a loop starting from the same trailhead and circumnavigating Matazel Peak, which shares its name with the range. To get to the trailhead, travel north on Beeline Highway, that's State Highway 87 from the Phoenix area, 4 miles past the junction of State Route 188. You'll see Forest Road 419 taking off to the west, that's your left, and it's well signed for Barnhart Trailhead. It's almost 5 miles up to the trailhead, a little bit of slow dirt road, but well worth it. I like to do this one up the Barnhart and down the Y-Bar Basin Trail. The Barnhart Trail is pretty steady uphill, but there's some crossings where water can be had well into the springtime. And when you hit the saddle about 5 miles up, you'll be meeting the junction of the Arizona Trail, also known as the Matazel Divide Trail. If you take a left here and head south, you'll contour and traverse across the west face of Matazel Peak. What a spectacular area this is, with the peak high above you and the canyons down to the west. There's good camping near the junction of these two trails, and a spring just down to the northwest from the junction called Chilson Spring, which is fairly easy to find if you have a map. If you've headed south along the Matazel Divide Trail, you'll drop into Y-Bar Basin, and simply by staying left, you can come out on the Y-Bar Trail back to where you left your vehicle. As I say, it's a wonderful, about a 3-day loop for most people. Some warnings, though, about this area. It is gorgeous. There has been a fire about 10 years ago. And so you can see the evidence of that here and there. Lots of new growth has taken over in those burned areas. The maps aren't always accurate up here, and only the latest revised editions give you accurate trails. Trust your instincts and trust the topographic portion of your map, as there are trails that aren't on the map and lines on the map that just aren't trails anymore. So looking forward to seeing you figuring out what is the right trail. This has been Arizona Trails with Eb Eberline.